Children in third class and above will be required to wear face masks at school from this morning and can be refused entry if they do not. However, the Department of Education has said schools can be flexible in application of the rule in the first couple of days. In a letter addressed to parents, the Chief Medical Officer has appealed to them to join in a concerted effort to follow the new measures, saying he hopes this can make a real difference to the incidence of the disease in children and in the wider public. Our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly.
A move to mask wearing for older primary school children was expected, but the mandatory nature of the instruction that was sent to schools yesterday evening took many by surprise. Masks are required, the Department of Education says. There are exemptions, but in the main, they must be accompanied by a medical certificate. While schools do have some discretion when they know a particular child cannot wear a mask, the instruction to schools states that children or staff without masks or a cert will be refused entry. Primary schools have also been sent a letter from CMO Tony Holohan for distribution to parents. In it, he says schools play a fundamental role in the lives of children and, due to the current high incidence of COVID in this age group, it is imperative that we move quickly.
The employment wage subsidy scheme rates will be reduced from today as part of a plan to gradually wind the scheme down. However, business groups and the opposition have called for the support to continue at the full rate because of the impact the most recently imposed COVID-19 restrictions are having on certain sectors. Our business editor, Will Goodbody, reports.
Around 26,000 employers and 290,000 workers are still availing of the Employment Wage Subsidy Scheme, which helps businesses whose turnover has fallen due to the pandemic to pay staff. In total, €5.58 billion has been spent on the scheme since its introduction last year, and so the government has laid out a plan to wind down the support gradually to reduce the cost. As a result, from today, the EWSS rates are due to be cut, with the subsidy per employee for those earning lower wages reducing by almost €50, and the payment for those on higher wages dropping by between €100 and €150. However, businesses across a range of sectors, including hospitality, tourism and childcare, have called for the rates to remain as they are for the time being, because many have seen their recovery stalled or reversed since the government announced fresh COVID-19 restrictions. But government sources confirmed the cuts will go ahead today as planned. They added that the whole of government is keeping a close eye on the situation and assessing if more supports are needed.
The Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald is in the United States for a series of meetings in Washington, D.C. and New York. Ms. McDonald says she will brief members of the U.S. administration and senior congressional leaders about concerns over the handling of Troubles-related legacy issues and concerns about the possible triggering of Article 16 of the Northern Ireland Protocol. Our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
While in the U.S., Mary Lou McDonald will meet with senior congressional leaders on Capitol Hill, including the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Chair of the Ways and Means Committee Richard Neal, and Chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Bob Menendez. She'll also meet with senior trade union leaders and will deliver an address on Brexit to the New York Bar Association. The Sinn Féin leader says the focus of her meetings will be concerns that the British government could be set to breach two international agreements, one relating to legacy issues from the Troubles, the other the triggering of Article 16 of the Northern Ireland Protocol. Meanwhile, the leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, Doug Beattie, is also in the US this week for a series of meetings in Washington and New York. Brian O'Donovan, RTE News, Washington.
Two-thirds of FAI referees quit within 2 years due to the level of abuse they received, an Oireachtas committee will hear today. Representatives from the FAI, GAA and IRFU are due to appear before the Joint Committee on Tourism, Culture, Arts, Sport and Media this afternoon. Tommy Meskell of our political staff.
In its opening statement, the FAI reveals that there have been 34 cases of abuse of match officials brought before its disciplinary control unit since 2019. 22 resulted in long-term suspensions ranging from 1 to 2 years. The committee will also hear from the Irish Soccer Referees Society, which will tell politicians that there have been 3 cases of assault on referees in the last 2 months in Dublin. In each case, a player was suspended for 1 year. Today's Rock Justice Committee hearing with sporting bodies comes a number of weeks after the North Dublin Schoolboys and Schoolgirls Soccer League decided to suspend all matches over a weekend due to concerns over the abuse of referees.
The economy is recovering faster than expected, but considerable uncertainty remains over the cost of climate action and Sláintecare reforms. In its response to this year's budget, the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council has also recommended that government commitments on spending limits should be backed up with legislation. Our economics correspondent, Robert Short.
IFAC says October's budget struck an appropriate balance between supporting the economy and keeping the public finances on a sustainable path. It welcomes the government's 5% spending rule, but wants it backed up with legislation. It warns that with expenditure levels already high, the room for new spending or tax cuts in future budgets could be limited to around €500 million a year, far less than government forecasts. It's also worried about what was not laid out in the budget. It says the cost of the Climate Action Plan is unclear, and the estimated costs of Sláintecare health reforms have not been updated since 2017.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Reduce your carbon footprint and your home heating costs with the award-winning Grant Vortex boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Cold and windy this morning with blustery showers and sunny spells developing. Some of the showers will be heavy with some falls of sleet likely along with a risk of hail. Highest temperatures of 5 to 8 degrees. There's a warning that northwest winds will reach gale force today on all Irish coastal waters and on the Irish Sea.